Thank you, Mr. President. I'm taking the floor on behalf of the Coordinators for International Cooperation and Assistance, Germany and Lebanon. First of all, we thank the Presidency and the ISU for their constant committed support throughout the year and for the valuable guidance to the Coordinators in fulfilling their work for the CCM Convention. I will provide a brief overview of the most pertinent issues of cooperation and assistance set out in the Lausanne Action Plans, Actions 38 to 42. During the period under review, the coordinators advised states' parties to address their requests for cooperation and assistance in an evidence-based manner. They emphasized the provision of concrete needs based on coherent and comprehensive national plans. By adopting this approach, requesting states would obtain good feedback from donors, operators, and other partners, and demonstrate national ownership. Of the 20 states' parties that informed to have provided assistance to affected states' parties, 5 donor states, Australia, Canada, Germany, Ireland, and Italy, reported to have provided assistance for Article 3 implementation. 17 states, Australia, Belgium, Canada, France, Germany, Ireland, Italy, Japan, Liechtenstein, Monaco, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, and the United Kingdom for Article 4 implementation. And 12 states, Andorra, Australia, Belgium, Germany, Ireland, Italy, Japan, Liechtenstein, Monaco, Netherlands, Sweden, and Switzerland for Article 5 implementation. 11 states parties, Afghanistan, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Bulgaria, Chad, Croatia, Iraq, Lao PDR, Lebanon, Montenegro, Peru, and Slovakia, reported to have received assistance from other states, parties, and or organizations. 3 affected states, Bulgaria, Peru, and Slovakia, reported to have received assistance for Article 3 implementation, while only one of them, Peru, requested such assistance through the Article 7 reporting mechanism. 8 affected states, Afghanistan, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Chad, Iraq, Lao PDR, Lebanon, Mauritania, and Somalia, requested assistance for Article 4 implementation, while only 6 of them, Afghanistan, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Chad, Iraq, Lao PDR, and Lebanon, reported to have received assistance. Similarly, 9 affected states, Afghanistan, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Chad, Iraq, Lao PDR, Lebanon, Mauritania, Montenegro, and Somalia, requested assistance for Article 5 implementation. And 6 affected states, Afghanistan, Chad, Croatia, Iraq, Lao PDR, Lebanon, reported to have received assistance. 2 country coalitions, Bosnia-Herzegovina and Lebanon, are currently in place to support Article 4 implementation. The coordinators were also committed to continue working with Mauritania and France to successfully establish their country coalition. In January 2023, the International Cooperation and Assistance Coordinators have hosted a lunch to discuss the country coalition between France and Mauritania. Mauritania expressed the need to set up a country coalition to facilitate the completion of the clearance of the cluster munitions remnants within its existing deadline, to which France responded favorably. However, progress on the establishment of this country coalition remains unclear. During the period under review, the coordinators also maintained regular communication with civil society, international organizations, and operators with specific expertise, recognizing their important role for the strengthening of the Convention. A major task of the coordinators of cooperation and assistance was their engagement as members of the analysis groups to consider the Article 3 and Article 4 extensions requests. Here, the coordinators had been involved in consultations related to the extension requests of Iraq and Mauritania, which are being discussed at the ongoing 11th MSP. Last but not least, we would like to present the following questions and challenges for discussion at the 11th meeting of states parties. First, what are the main ways in which states parties, whether they are affected or donor states, can provide cooperation and assistance under the convention? Second, what measures can be taken to enhance the implementation of partnerships under the convention, including country coalitions? Third, how can information sharing on needs and capacity to provide assistance under the convention be improved, including through Article 7 reporting? Thank you, Mr. President.